Chapter 4. The Meeting. Soon the hall was full of about 100 women. They wore pretty clothes, and all of them had hats. They all looked kind and friendly, and I decided to stay and continue playing with my mice. After a little while, I looked through the screen again, and I noticed that one woman kept touching her hair. She looked hot and uncomfortable. It was a hot day, but she was wearing gloves. Then I looked around the hall, and I noticed that all the women were wearing gloves. I felt very cold, and I began to shake. I wanted to run, but I could not escape because the doors were already closed, and a woman was locking them. I must stay quiet, I thought. If I make one sound, 100 witches will catch me. Suddenly, the witches were quiet. They seemed excited, but also very afraid. A woman was standing at the front of the room. She was very small, quite young, and very pretty. She was wearing gloves, but she did not look like a witch. Then, very slowly, the young woman put her hands to her face. She took off her pretty face, and she now held it in her hands. It was not her real face. It was a mask, and her real face was horrible. Her eyes were like snake's eyes, and now I knew that this was the Grand High Witch. Take off your gloves, she told the witches. They took off their gloves, and I saw that they all had claws. Take off your shoes, she shouted. And I saw that they all had square feet. Take off your wigs, cried the Grand High Witch, and I saw their bald heads. Oh, help, I thought. I'm in a room with 100 horrible child killers, and the doors are locked. I can't escape. Then I remembered witches' nose holes. With their special nose holes, witches could smell a child on a dark night from the other side of the street. They're going to smell me, I thought, and I was very worried now. I looked at my hands, and they were very dirty. I haven't had a bath for a long time, I thought. Maybe they won't be able to smell me. The Grand High Witch began to speak. Witches of England, she shouted. What's the matter with you? The witches began to shake. I was having my breakfast this morning, and what did I see? The Grand High Witch continued. Hundreds of children were playing on the beach. Ugly little children. Why haven't you got rid of them? Nobody answered her. Children smell. Children are horrible. We don't want any children in this world, she said. All the witches nodded. Before I come back next year, she said, you must kill them all. The witches were surprised.
How can we do that?
A few of them cried.
Shut up, all of you, the Grand High Witch shouted. You're all stupid, so I'll tell you what to do. I have made a potion that will turn children into mice.
The witches were excited.
and they smiled horrible smiles and shouted,
You're so clever!
Shut up and listen, shouted the Grand High Witch. This is my plan. Each of you must go home and open a new sweet shop.
Yes! Yes!
The witches cried. The Grand High Witch continued. You will tell all the horrible children in your town, today is a special day. You can have sweets from my shop, and they're free. And all the children will come to your shop.
Yes! Yes!
The witches shouted. But every sweet will have some potion in it, said the Grand High Witch. And what does the potion do? It turns children into mice.
Oh, yes! Mice!
Cried the witches. Nobody will catch you, she continued, because the children will only turn into mice hours later, when they are at school. Nobody will know that the sweets had the potion in them. The children will change. They will turn into mice!
What a horrible plan!
The witches shouted happily. And what will happen next? The Grand High Witch looked slowly around the room, and the witches waited. The teachers will put mouse traps around the school, she said. The mice will eat the cheese in the traps and snap! Snap! The mice will die. At that moment, the Grand High Witch started to do a strange dance, and all the other witches joined her, laughing terribly.